Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and of course, as we've come back to several times during the program today, this marks the 12th anniversary of the events of September 11th, 2001, and we turn now to some neighborhood monuments designed to make sure that we never forget that day and those we lost, and to honor those we lost. The National September 11th Memorial is now open to the public, as you probably know, and the accompanying museum is slated to open at the World Trade Center site next spring. But there are many, many other permanent memorials throughout the area, from Battery Park to Inwood, from Nassau to Westchester to New Jersey. I'm joined now by Sylvia Laudine Mayo, an art historian and tour leader with the Municipal Arts Society. She also teaches at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Sylvia, welcome to WNYC.
Oh, welcome. Thanks for having me.
And let's start with some of the monuments that are near the World Trade Center site, but not necessarily part of the official National Memorial and Museum. There's the FDNY, the Fire Department Memorial Wall on Greenwich Street, and in Battery Park, the Sphere. You want to talk about those just to start out?
Oh, yes, sure. The Sphere is by Fritz Koenig. So he's a German artist, and it's special to me because this started out as a sculpture that was in the center of the World Trade Center, so it's part of the site, and then it was completely was crushed when the towers came down, and then it was thought of to be just thrown away because it was broken, but chosen then really as a perfect memorial to be placed in Battery Park. And and I love they place, now it's an eternal light that shines in front of it, as to add a natural element. But I love especially that it also has these birds that live in it and that fly out and fly back, and so it has I think a very strong message. Yeah, and it's and I love it, compared it, say, to the National Memorial, that it's actually an object that was part of the World Trade Center and that survived.
I want to mention one other in Manhattan, way uptown in my own neighborhood of Inwood. We have Bruce's Garden in Isham Park. It's named in honor of Bruce Reynolds, who was a Port Authority police officer who rushed from his post at the George Washington Bridge down to the World Trade Center to help out amidst the chaos, and he was killed. How common are these small individual tributes to local heroes?
How what?
How common? How widespread? How many?
There are many throughout the city, like small places, especially in front of the firehouses. But then there's also all these towns. Like I happen to live in a suburb in New Jersey. All of our towns have their own personal tributes to the residents, which I think is so important because you need both. You need the official memorials, for the big picture, right? To keep the big picture in mind of the the immensity of what happens. But then you also really need the small ones where you can go to your neighbors and your friends and realize how intense it was, the randomness of it, and how life in the middle of it. This was all mostly young people, or so many of the 3,000 victims were young people with young kids, young families, and so these small personal places, I think, are very important.
And listeners, are there any smaller monuments in your neighborhood? Plaques, statues, anything?
Yes, listeners,
I want to invite the listeners, one second, to call in with ones that you all know about. And what do they mean to you? Where are they? What have you done there? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We also want your photos. We're gathering your photos of any of the memorials to 9/11 anywhere in the area, so you can tweet those at Brian Lehrer. And let's take a phone call right now. Here is Pavel, who's actually calling from Ottawa, Canada. Hi, Pavel.
Yes, Brian. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. An avid listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm a longtime resident of Weehawken and recently moved to Ottawa. And just wanted to share with you and the listeners, there's a beautiful memorial in Weehawken right on the river that was opened 2 years ago, September 7th. And there were two steel beams that were carried from the site, 2 out of 13 that survived, I believe, in the shape of a trident. Gorgeous memorial, and I invite Manhattanites to overcome their natural I don't know, fear, not the right word, from New Jersey and take the ferry.
Yeah, Weehawken, that's near Chicago, right?
That's right. That's right. Take a 5-minute ferry from the west side and come visit Memorial. Just a beautiful sight. And
that's a great start, Pavel. Thank you very much. And Dan and Bed-Stuy are on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for having me on. Really fast, in Freeport, where I grew up, first of all, I was in the fire department at the Trade Center, lost a lot of friends, many of whom I'd known for many years. I literally grew up with in Freeport. Richie Muldowney, Dave Weiss, so many people. And for quite a long time, about 10 years, they had basically a structure that was built with the pictures of people from Freeport, not only first responders, Timmy Higgins. I'm sorry, these names come to mind, of course.
That's okay. Shout them out.
But also all the other people that live in Freeport that were lost in the towers. And they would go over and tend to it night after night after night, and keep the candles lit night after night for 10 years. And we finally raised money and built a – it's a really beautiful, in the middle of what used to be kind of a barren traffic circle, 20-foot lighthouse with the names of all the people that were from Freeport, very, really nicely lit. And it's just a beautiful – where I'm going out there tonight, because every year we have – a memorial there, so I'm sorry.
All right. Dan, thank you very much.
It's a fantastic memorial.
I appreciate it.
I think a
beautiful call about what sounds like a great memorial on the South Shore. Sylvia, back to New Jersey for another one. I know that in Bayonne, you can find the 10-story-high so-called teardrop sculpture, which was actually a gift of the Russian government, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was a Russian artist, Zurab Zeratelli, who designed it. So it's different, really, because most of the other ones were based on commissions, and there was a jury who picked it, and here there was just a personal, a Russian gift to Bayonne. You know, and it's so like you said, it's like a 10-story high, and it's a metal structure. From that angle, from Bayonne, you can see him with the two towers almost made like one shape. So he picked up this one shape, but it's ruptured in the middle, and then there is a giant tear that's hanging from it.
We're talking about neighborhood 9/11 memorials around our area with Sylvia Laudine Mayo, art historian and tour leader with the Municipal Arts Society, and with so many of you calling in, our lines are actually full at 212-433-WNYC. Janice and Ossining, you're on the air. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
So I just wanted to mention there's a park that was built in memory of Arthur J. Jones, who was a resident of Ossining, and it was a tiny, nothing piece of grass that the family had this idea to build a park because he was a dad of three and his wife was pregnant with their fourth. And so this park was built in his neighborhood, and it's just very sweet because the neighborhood kind of came to life with this lovely park there. And there's every September 11th, people will come there and just kind of put little vases, flowers, and people who knew him, and just a way to kind of keep this local person that we all miss alive,
Janice,
in our minds.
Thank you so much for that. And Sylvia, many of these memorials, it seems, are located in parks, often on waterfront areas. So there's a nature aspect to this, but also chances are you'll be part of a crowd. Do you think that the communal aspect of mourning and reflection is by design in these?
Yes, very much so. I think that's one of the big importances of these memorials is to bring the community together and to see that there's support, that people can mourn together, overcome this together. I think there's several that the nature aspect is really great, but it's also reviving many of the waterfronts. I think it's also especially like the Bayonne one, you know, it's placed like in this military ocean terminal area, so it's an area where maybe usually you wouldn't go, so it brings really like a new focus to those areas, and which is, I think, important. Like that it's also a place where in the future people can, you know, will go and always enjoy, a place that's not going to just die out and lose importance with the years, so...
On our comments page, Amira writes, on Richardson Street in Lorimer in Williamsburg, there is a painted outline of where the shadows of the towers used to fall on the street. I'm pretty sure the same artist repaints them every September 11th. So that's an interesting one that I didn't know about. Susan is calling from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Susan, I'm so glad you joined this conversation.
Hi. Hi, Brian. I'm just calling to let your listeners know about the Garden of Reflection, the 9/11 memorial here in Bucks County. I'm actually a transplanted New Yorker, and many of the Bucks County residents were either former New Yorkers or just commuting into Manhattan on that day. So the memorial is exquisite. It has every name, not just the Bucks County residents, etched in glass. There's dozens of trees. There's two fountains that are lit up at night. And it's just a beautiful, peaceful place. And the service every year is sad, but uplifting and communal. And I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention.
Thank you. How far is that from the place in Pennsylvania where the one plane went down?
It's quite a distance. We're closer to Trenton. So there's a lot of commuters who go into New York City. So this area in Bucks County is kind of
more
New
related.
York-themed.
Yeah. More related to the city than to that one.
Yes, correct.
Thank you very much. Howie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Howie.
Hello.
Hi, Howie. You're on the air.
Hi. There's actually two that I'd quickly like to mention. One was when I used to live in a house in the Poconos, we had a really nice, simple memorial, two small steel beams that were taken from Ground Zero that were in honor of residents who lived in the community that had died on that day. There's another one that I've always found quite disturbing, quite frankly. I live in Stamford, Connecticut, and the fire department constructed a replica of the Twin Towers 2 years ago on the 10th anniversary. It lights up at night with only certain windows that are lit. And I never quite understood this one because it's I could imagine for folks who live in Stamford and worked in the towers that they would find it quite disturbing as well. I always found it to be an odd memorial.
Sylvia, now, have you seen that one? Are you familiar with
it? No, I've never seen that one. I would love to go, yeah, check it out.
Howie, interesting observation. Thank you. And listeners, if any of you want to follow up on that, anyone else disturbed by that one or any of the other memorials that you've seen, go to WNYC.org. And click on Brian Lehrer Show. There are so many people who are not going to get to who are calling in. Agnes in the Bronx, Len in Teaneck, Bob in Harrison. So there are memorials in so many places in our area. What do you think, as an art historian, are some of the common themes of these permanent monuments in remembrance of 9/11 in local communities?
I think a lot of them pick up on the shape of the building. Like you said, also the artist that drew the shadow of it, I think that the shape of the building has become important. Many of them also include now I-beams, you know, I-beams that were taken. So it's really like a material, like a physical object that came out of the site. So many of them include that as well. I like also the ones that include like a place where you can leave something behind. Like, for instance, the one on Staten Island has like little ledges where people can go and they can leave, you know, flowers or they can leave a candle. I think that makes is a very beautiful part of a monument always, because there's always this need to, you know, to leave something physical as well.
And somebody just told me the name of the artist who paints those shadows in Williamsburg, and depending on how purely German he says it, Willy Neumann or Willy Newman or something like that, but just wanted to mention the name since we got it, since I'm sure a lot of people like that. And in our last 30 seconds, what do we gain from having so many individual tributes to the lives lost on 9/11? Or is it so obvious we don't even have to say it?
No, I think we do gain a lot, because it's like you said, the communal aspect is so important, and you know, that the community pulls together, that they have all a place to remember and to also, you know, focus ourselves on how fragile life really is, you know, and how we should I always say, like, you know, slow down your life, open your doors so that you can always receive your friends and your family and really treasure every single day.
And we have to leave it there with Sylvia Laudine Mayo, an art historian and tour leader. And she does lead tours of these if you ever want to get in touch with her. And she's with the Municipal Arts Society and teaches at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, thanks.